a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So a British scientist has come out and said, hey, there's going to be new drugs that will remove, quote, zombie cells in our bodies, and this could let us live a way longer life. So Dr. Andrew Steele is his name. He's a biologist, and he has recently put out a book on longevity and said that new advances in technology and drugs that focus on the destruction of bad cells and cells that degrade tissue function could extend our lifespans. Sure. And he has said here, quote, I don't think there is any kind of absolute cap on how long we can live. Studies come out every few years that propose some kind of fundamental limit on human lifespan, but they're always missing one crucial piece. We've never tried treating the aging process before. Mm. And he is saying, I can't see a physical or biological reason why people couldn't live to 200.
Wow.
I'm going to stop you there, doctor. Don't do that to me. I can't. No, that's way too long. 200 years
really?
Here? No, not interested. Wait, no. End it at 100, you know, like, or around that area.
Okay.
Are you one of these people? I could not, you know, in movies when they're like, I could live forever. That is the worst thing I could possibly think of. Living in this brain forever? So no. I don't want 200. Do you know?
Yeah. Well, No, I'm on board with 200.
Of course you are.
Carly is like one of her bucket list things is to get to 100.
Yeah.
She's like life goals is to get to 100.
Really? Good on her. Yeah. Well, she's quite fit. You know what I mean? So, you know, she's there. There's no way you're getting to 100 the way that you're living your life.
Mate.
Put down the caramello.
Strong. I am invincible.
I don't think.
Gonna
okay.
Live to 200.
Do you know what? If we live to 200, you know this show would go for 50 years. And I don't think we can consistently bring back the same gags for 200 years and let people be excited about it.
The people listening who have been listening since I started 6 years ago have already lived 200 years because that's how long it feels like.
Yeah.
I've been rolling the same gear.
Mm. It's terrible, isn't it?
Oh, it's awful. Mm. Get some new material, Lewis. I do. Every so often I'll drop a new thing in.
Go on, drop something new in now. A new catchphrase we can use. We've got back yourself, you know. I mean, I've helped you with chilly no wind, that kind of gear.
Yeah.
Give us something new.
A new catchphrase.
That'll make me pull the cord on this hoodie. Something like that. You're better at that.
That's why I always go back to the same gear, because most of the new stuff is garbage.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Yesterday was a bit of a day, okay, for all of us.
Yeah.
And especially for you, Lingy.
Oh, no.
I got a talking to yesterday when I got home from Jimmy James.
Oh.
Who has said he watched the Insta stories. He heard the show, and for those that didn't know, you came in, I mean, kind of rocking a bit of cowboy-style look.
You had the boots and the blue jeans and the longhorn belt buckle. That was the real
What did you say he looked like again?
What
the guy from, was it, that song?
Happy
what,
if I look
Steve like, Earle or something?
I said, I didn't say you look like Steve Earle. I just called you Copperhead Road.
I sort of wanted to be more Kevin Costner in Yellowstone. That would have been cool.
Right.
But I got Copperhead Road from Tommy.
And then I thought, you know what? That was, I felt kind of bad. But the thing is, when I love someone, I bag them out. And that's the highest form of flattery.
Wow, you must really adore me.
I absolutely adore you. So yesterday, you know, you were catching up with some people after work and you were wearing your beautiful outfit. And I just wanted to say that I'm really sorry.
Checkered shirt.
I'm really sorry for bagging
it. I just realised what's about to happen. Yes.
Oh, no.
Amazing.
No, I'm not sorry.
She's not sorry.
Hit it, Tom.
Well, my name's Cam. That's Cameron Ling. Big Ling energy is what I bring. I like to wear jeans instead of shorts. I'm pretty famous for playing good sports.
Awesome.
Was going out to meet some friends of mine. fine. Then Tom and Loggy trying to give me sass, cause I'm wearing leather boots and a belt with brass. The shirt tucked in, this outfit sold to me by that guy from Copperhead Road.
I'm so sorry.
So good. So good.
You actually sound really good in that one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, brilliant. Well, that'll be going on the podcast. Spotify.
I'm so sorry.
Make that your ringtone, will you?
Standing ovation for that one.
Because you're wearing leather boots and a belt with brass.
Also, just for the record, my mum also had something to say about it yesterday, so it wasn't just Jimmy James. But I was like, he didn't look that bad. Why were you giving him such a hard time?
Thank you. Thank you to all those who supported me through this tough time.
They support you.
But, Log, that was outstanding.
Brilliant. Well done, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
If anyone out there has got a couple of suggestions for what I could perhaps write back in response to Tom and Loggy.
Oh, yeah.
Please send them in.
Are you suggesting that after 9 a.m. you'd be involved with some sort of planning or arrangement of content for a following show?
What? Really? I couldn't
that when
see
I said.
Yeah, don't ask too much there, Tommy. Come on.
Someone's got to have coffee in Janjark, mate. Someone's got to get over those speed humps in Janjark and get to the cafe.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
And we believe this is still going.
Well, we're having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. Each and every week, I enjoy it.
Every single week, somebody has been able to guess the movie that the other two people have acted out.
Yes.
Could this be the first week that somebody doesn't?
I don't know. We were going to go something super niche, and we've gone something a bit niche, but we just get too excited about the characters. Yeah.
Now, Loggy has sent me the script of the scene that we will be acting out, and the best part about it is she's copied and pasted straight from the internet, so it's... The font is weird and this like really weird spacing.
So yeah, if what he's saying is that if his accent is bad, it's all my fault.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
Okay. He just wants follow
to
that.
Set that caveat.
Okay, so you and I, Loggy, we're gonna act out a scene. Lingy, you're gonna have to guess what movie it is. Mm-hmm. When we get to the end of our scene, we say
and scene.
And that's how you know it's time for you to guess. Okay.
And there's no audio for this one, so don't ask for it at the end because we ran out of time. Okay.
Oh, no, let's not panic about anything. Let's see. Oh, that's not a sale. We can fix that. No, Mr. Banks, please, about the seafood. Hug buds to life. It's okay or not okay?
What? No, Frank. Tell Hunk it's not okay. If I have to move out all the furniture and add amps and repaint the walls and get a new tux and pay for swans, then I'd like the chipper chicken. Is that clear?
Understood the chipper part, yeah. Okay, that's it. Hunk says he will think about this. Now, we do not want to lose him. He is a genius. We need his mind, okay? So, I'll see what I can do. Hunk, Hunk! And
scene.
I think we got him!
What did I just witness?
You witnessed something that was one of the best comedies, feel-good comedies to come out of the 90s.
I feel like we may need the actual scene.
I have zero idea. Apart from the fact that I was worried about Tom's health.
Okay. Yeah, I must admit, your accent got there at the end. But maybe at the start, it was a little
bit not of the region. What did I say to you? I was like, I don't think I can pull off this accent.
Yeah. So it's a movie that has been remade. And there was a sequel to this movie as well. I think there may have even been a third installment of this movie.
Did you say this movie was 80s?
90s. Two of the best comedy. I would say they don't do everything together, but when they do star together, they're in amazing form. They're currently together in a Netflix special.
All right, I've got a bit of the audio. So once you once you guess.
Oh, I'm not going to guess.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Give me the real audio.
Yeah.
And I'll critique.
That's all there, sir. We can fix that. Now, Mr. Banks, please, about the sir food. Hank wants to know if it's okay or not okay.
No, Frank. Tell Hank it's not okay. If I had to move out all the furniture and add amps and repaint the walls and get a new tux and pay for swans, then I'd like the chipper chicken. Is that clear?
You can't just look over at my screen.
So you got no idea. So you failed, which is amazing for us.
I would have got that voice as Steve Martin.
Yes.
So that makes that one Martin Shaw.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you don't know, mate.
Been into get? No, I don't know this one.
Amazing, Tom.
We got him. Oh, we stitched him.
It's Father of the Bride.
Classic movie. Absolutely. Classic
one
character.
One of my favourites. One of my favourites.
Oh, I reckon I watched it once in the 90s and never watched
it again. Get back and watch it again.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Stands
and Father of the Bride 2 also stands up.
Frank, hilarious. All right. Well, we got you.
Wow, I asked for niche and you nailed it.
And we never played it again. That's the end of the game. We're not playing it anymore.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.